Hello, welcome to Daily-ish for Wednesday, December 3rd. It's minus 10 outside, probably feels like, I don't know, minus 15, minus 19. Let's see, I'll check the degrees app. Minus 17, actually. But this is not the weather podcast, so it's too late in the day for you to be getting your weather updates from me. I'm recording this later, 3:30-ish. Daily-ish, everything's-ish. I asked my son to join me on this podcast, but he said, "No, Dad, I've already done that." So I guess he's done. He's done podcasting, doesn't need to do it again. Kind of disappointing. You know, you kind of hope your kids will maybe carry on in your footsteps, in your path, but I guess that's over. 4 years old, he's decided already. This episode of Daily is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. You can sign up at goodstuff.fm/newsletter. I'll try not to speak as disjointed. Let me just take a sip of eggnog latte for a second. I guess it's not latte. It's just eggnog with coffee. What's that called? Someone tell me. I made the coffee with the great AeroPress timer app. I think I've mentioned it before, but it's worth mentioning again. If you do any sort of AeroPressing of your coffee, you owe it to yourself to pick up this slick little app for trying out different recipes. You'd think a simple little thing like throwing some coffee in a plunger and hot water and stirring it up and pressing that down into your cup would be a simple thing and there wouldn't be really that many options, but they managed to find a whole bunch of ways. I'm actually particularly fond of the Australian. There's a championship pack, they call it, which is included in the $2.99 purchase price. There's sort of standard recipes, there's two cup recipes, and a championship pack. And I got a Lego issue. Everything is awesome. Where was I? But yeah, there's lots of different recipes that you can make with your coffee. And this time I made the inverted method, just the straight first sort of inverted method where you flip the AeroPress around and then through some warmed up hot eggnog into the cup and away you go. Tasty. It's eggnog time, I guess, December. Safe to admit that, I think, right? I wanted to do a quick little Patreon update, just because there's been some changes since last we spoke. Changes in a good way. I closed the tab here just a second because I went to find the AeroPress timer. That link for the AeroPress timer will be in the show notes. goodstuff.fm/dailyish/60 is where you can find the link for that. If you're not sure what an AeroPress is, I'll throw that in there as well. I'll throw an Amazon link, but you can probably find one locally too if you're so inclined. But you're probably lazy like me and you would just order it straight from Amazon. And they're about $30. And good to go. Come with some filters. There's a filter pack you can buy as well on top of that. You know, would work, but you don't have to get that right away. It's definitely cheaper buying the filters on Amazon as opposed to locally. Sad to say, but that's just the way it is, I guess. Anyways, Patreon, you, whoever is out there. Well, I know who you are, but anyway, there's 14 folks, 14 awesome, amazing people, up to now $93 a month on the folks that are supporting me through Patreon. And I had set way back when I sort of half-heartedly set it up, like not half-heartedly in the idea of doing it, but still haven't put a video. Like they say on the Patreon stuff, like if you're going to be serious, you need to have a video explaining what you're doing and why and all that stuff, which I completely agree with. It makes sense. I haven't done that yet. But anyways, we're still up to $93 a month. The first milestone goal, you set milestone goals for your Patreon accounts for where, like, you know, if we get to this much dollars per month or per thing, then I'm going to do this or that. And the first milestone goal is at $100, picking up a Logitech C920 webcam. I'll include a link in the show notes again. But basically, it's just I've done a few sort of video diary type things for my supporters on Patreon, and webcams on my computers are terrible. I can use my iPhone, actually. It's way better. It's probably better than what this Logitech webcam would be. But for doing like hangouts and stuff in the future, definitely need a much better webcam. And so that's what I said as the goal. It was kind of just like I don't even think I'll get there someday. And here we are sort of on the precipice of precipice of that happening. So it's really cool. I'm staggered and blown away anytime I get a little email notification of somebody supporting me through that. It's awesome. And you can do so if you like. Patreon.com/iChris is the account there. And I should put a goal for like 100 and something, $102 or something is when I'll throw a video on there, but that's not really that exciting for somebody who's already supporting. But anyway, it's crazy. It's awesome. I'm actually like kind of speechless sometimes when I think about that fact. It's not that I don't appreciate sponsors that we have at Good Stuff. They're awesome, but they don't necessarily, they're not directly connected to me personally, and that's what this kind of thing is. And so at Good Stuff, we've talked about it, how either as a network we might have a Good Stuff or a Patreon account, but I fully support anybody who holds a podcast, runs a podcast on Good Stuff, to do their own Patreon account if they want. And I think, because I really believe in that model of paying a creator for some thing you enjoy, whether it's a webcomic, a podcast, an app they develop, any of those kinds of things, artistic kind of creative stuff, just the same way you pay your accountant to help you with taxes, I guess. But anyways, let's not go there. I don't want to think about that. So this is slightly more fun, hopefully. Unless you're an accountant and you love taxes, then you could set up a Patreon page, maybe. Anyways, I'm going off the rails. I'm running out of time. I will be back again next episode. This has been 60 episodes of Dailyish. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris on Twitter. GoodStuff_FM is the Good Stuff Twitter account. We got a kind of big announcement, I guess, tomorrow of sorts. If you want to follow along, make sure you follow the GoodStuff_FM Twitter account and just see what's happening. You might want to tune into TERP, the intellectual radio program, tomorrow afternoon. If you so desire or so inclined, we record it live on Thursday at 3 p.m. my time, 4 p.m. Eastern, I think that is. Yes, thank you, calendar app. And